Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is George. I can open it up.
Hi, George. How you doing? My name is Brian Elkins. We have an account with MBE Services, and I just want to cancel the service. We haven't gotten anything from it. They reduced the payment, but it's still, we're not getting anything from it. So right now at this time, you know, we're going at a loss with paying the monthly service, and I just want to cancel it.
I understand. I'll be happy to help you with your cancellation. May I have your phone number to look up your file?
571-397-6929. If it's not that, it might be the business number.
Let's give this one a shot. You said the name of the business is MBE Services?
Yes.
Gotcha. And your name is Brian, right?
Yes.
Brian, thank you so much. One sec.
Thank you.
Okay, great. I was able to find the file successfully. That was the correct phone number. Thank you so much, Brian. So as I work on the cancellation, I understand that you're explaining that you're basically not getting a return on the investment. I understand that also the bill was lowered also. Just curious, out of curiosity, Brian, I'm looking at your client dashboard. Do you use the app or the Local Splash dashboard?
The app.
The app, okay. I just want to go over the leads that I see there. Are those like invalid leads or are those like spam calls? I do see, like, for instance,
some of them are spam calls and then people looking for work, but it's not, I don't know. They put misleading information. They're actually looking for work. And, you know, right now we're a family owned business and we're just starting out, you know, basically just been starting out. So I don't have the resources to hire more people until I get more work.
Okay, gotcha.
And some of them are just spam, and a lot of them don't even answer.
Okay, gotcha. So people looking for jobs are just spam calls. Is that list of people?
Yeah, and then no answers. I'll call and get no answers.
Gotcha, understood. And also, as I look through the client data, as I'm sure you're looking at there on the app, I understand that the purpose of any marketing services, of course, is to attract clients, which is, of course, the ultimate goal of all businesses, obviously. I do see that as far as progress, like people interacting with your services, I do see that, you know, with your Google profile, the total results of that, you know, 280 people, these are basically people who have interacted with your Google profile, whether it be ad clicks, listings, your website, call tracking number. I do see that, you know, obviously, just like you explained, the leads that you're getting are just people looking for jobs and spam calls as well. But I do see that you're at least getting traction online, which, of course, the most...
I mean, I see that, but I'm not getting, you know, like I said, I'm not getting people that we do call, you know, if they're not looking for jobs, we're getting no callbacks. You know, I'm calling, leaving messages, and just not getting a return call.
Right, and it's completely understandable. You know, at the end of the day, you're looking to get work, of course. However, if you're looking to take your business to that direction, we can help you align into that direction. I'm not sure if you ever were explained or heard of a service called Google Verified. This is basically a service that you pay per lead. And as an example, you just agree to a budget, a monthly basis budget, and then that basically marks the limit. And each lead that you get is basically a charge. And you only get charged for, like, valid leads or people who are actually interested in your service. So, for instance, if someone calls you and let's say it was just a missed call or someone asking for a job, like you've been explaining, or spam calls, maybe other companies, whatever the case might be, if it's something that's not related to your business, you, of course, do not pay for that lead. Only people who are genuinely interested, asking about the business, anything related to your business, gets charged. That, of course, Google and that one right there, they're very strict. They're very special when it comes to that services, since Google does guarantee those businesses on their platform. You would have to apply for it. It's basically having, you know, paperwork, which is like your registration, license, insurance. They also require a background check as well. That's also maybe a great service you might want to consider. If maybe not now, sometime down the line, that's something that we've seen that a lot of businesses like, since, again, based off of the fact that you only get charged per valid lead, a lot of people get a really high return on investment. So,
How much do you charge per lead then?
It varies.
I mean, like, you know, general cleaning, there's not a whole lot involved in it, as far as like you know, your basic standard cleaning is like $180. So how much do you charge per lead if we were to get to where it's not putting us in the red on the job? You know what I'm saying?
Of course. It has to make sense as well, obviously. I definitely understand where you're coming from, of course. And, Brian, well, it varies a lot. The thing is that we, of course, offer services across the entire country. Different states have different laws and competitors. There's a lot of things that influence the price of per lead. But just to give you a ballpark, this is just an idea, not that this is the actual price, but just an idea. It could be maybe anywhere between about $30, $45 approximately.
Okay. Well, let me discuss that with my wife, and we'll talk about it, and I'll explain everything to her. Because that may be something that we go in that direction if, you know, we pick up, because, you know, we have our license, insurance and everything. So, you know, we're completely valid. But, you know, just paying for what we're paying for now, I'm basically in the red. I mean, I've gotten nothing out of it, and we've probably put $1,000 into it from when we started last summer to now. Because originally I was paying $249 a month, and then they cut it back to $150 a month. But it's just not panning out right now.
Oh yeah, understandable. You know, anyone in your shoes would feel exactly the same way. However, you got that type of service. Google Verified is a really good one. Again, a lot of our clients like it since it's a pay per lead type service as opposed to what you have now. Huge difference, of course.
If you want to call me back in a couple weeks, I'll discuss it with my wife and see what she thinks about it. I'm sure she might think something, you know, I'd rather go something like that rather than just the way we're going, because we're really not getting nothing right now for what we're paying for.
I understand. Yeah, definitely. And if you like, I could set up a call with one of our sales representatives in a few weeks, maybe a whole month,
okay.
2 months, whatever time you need.
That's fine.
How long do you need? What's a good time for you?
I know I'm really busy the next couple of weeks doing events. So at least give me 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Probably right after Easter. Right after Easter would work.
Right after Easter. Okay, good. All right, so I'll relay that over to them, and the phone number for them to give you a call, is that the number you gave me earlier?
Yes. That's my line, yes.
Okay, great. All right, so I'm going to relay this over to them to let them know that you might be potentially interested. They'll give you all the exact details also. They do have access to giving the an actual price per lead, so they'll give you all those details. And for now, then, Brian, I'm going to proceed with the cancellation of service, and you're going to receive an email confirmation of it within about 5-10 minutes at most. And, Brian, before you go, apart from, of course, not getting leads, which, of course, that's the big thing, the reason why you're canceling, but apart from that, we always like to ask, do you have any feedback for Local Splash, anything that you dislike, customer service, anything that you want to report that should be improved?
Well, I know the dashboard is a little tricky to work around. That could probably use a little bit of easier to use, make it more user-friendly.
Okay, that's good. Thank you so much for the feedback. I'll definitely have that reported and raise that over to our technicians in charge of the app and for them to take a look into that also. And, Brian, anything else that you'd like to report?
I guess, when they, leave a recording, you can listen to it and reply back to it. I've had a few of those, but I kind of listened to it, and then I did the reply back to it. So I'm not sure if it actually, it took my recording, but I don't, you know, like I said, I never got a call back. So I don't know if it's working or if it's not.
A recording where exactly? I'm sorry. Is that are you referring to?
So on the dashboard, when you go over and you look at your leads, as you look down the leads list, you can see where they left a message.
Yeah.
And you can play back that message right there.
Exactly.
And then you can leave them another message on return. So that's what I was, I never gotten a reply from any of those. So I just was wondering about that. I don't know how you verify if they actually get your message or what.
So when
you reply
with the message, is it like a text message that you're sending, or what are you calling?
No. I guess it calls back and it picks up to leave a voice message.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I understand now. Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right, definitely. All right, thanks. That's really good feedback. We actually were unaware of that. I appreciate that you're letting us know this.
We'll okay.
report that for technicians for them to look into that as well.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for your time also, Brian. You have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.